Ignore the clown in the corner, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Young Siouxsien couldn't tell you exactly when it started. If he thought about it at all at first, he just vaguely registered that there seemed to be more clowns around suddenly. But it really is a bit hard not to notice that there's a clown watching you, quietly. Just staring at you. Not when it keeps happening. Once he starts paying attention, it doesn't take long at all to realize that it's not that there's suddenly some kind of clown troop in town. It's the fact that there's a clown following young Siouxsien specifically. He's not even trying to be subtle about it. Really, the only reason why it took young Siouxsien so long to realize is that it's just not the kind of thing you expect. Being stalked by a clown, suddenly. Young Siouxsien feels vaguely insulted by the fact that he's not even trying to hide. Does he think young Siouxsien is just that stupid? That he won't notice when he stands there under the streetlight in plain view, not even bothering to step into the shadows? There's almost no one else around. And it's really hard not to notice the clown standing there, watching him. He almost stomps over to the clown and tells him to get lost already. But there isn't really anyone else around, and that's probably a horrible idea. You're not supposed to confront your stalkers. Or at least young Siouxsien vaguely thinks he's heard that at some point. He's not really had one before. Well, not a real one. There were those few times when, well, he's annoyed some people at times, that's all. Who knows, he might have fucked the clown's girlfriend, boyfriend. Maybe in the future, he needs to start asking people if they have any clowns in their lives, just in case. It won't help him much right now. Young Siouxsien quickly walks the other way, hurrying along to a bar where he knows there'll be other people, and maybe he can forget the clown following him for a while. At least the clown probably won't do anything with other people around. He thinks about going to the police. With the way the clown is following him, he might just come into the police station with him. Stand there in a corner watching while young Siouxsien tries to explain that there's a clown following him. He groans quietly. They'd probably think the two of them were putting on some weird show and he'd be lucky not to get both of them arrested. And then sometimes, young Siouxsien goes outside and the clown isn't there and he's almost worried. It's ridiculous. He probably just got bored of watching young Siouxsien's apartment. This time, he'd gotten caught up painting and hadn't gone outside for a while. And who knows, maybe the clown has some work to do too, you know, being a clown. The next time young Siouxsien leaves his home is to go grocery shopping. Not his favorite thing exactly, but sometimes unavoidable. Sadly, alcohol alone won't sustain him. He prefers to get his food ready-made by other people. It sure tastes better like that. But he's found that it's a good idea to have something to eat at home, for those times he loses track of time while he's busy painting. And there the clown is again, like he's never been gone at all. The sudden relief young Siouxsien feels is just too much for him. That's just one thing too many. Relief that his stalker is okay. So instead of trying to ignore the blatant clown following him like usual, this time, young Siouxsien walks right up to him. Go away! He yells at the clown, frustration and annoyance and a good deal of fear all spilling over at once. Young Siouxsien's hands clench into fists and he trembles quietly as he stares at the clown. The sad clown makeup shifts and for a moment it looks like the clown might start crying. But the young Susian can't tell if that's real or just an effect of the makeup. His insides are suddenly doused with something cold, wrapping around his ribs and almost smothering the fear and annoyance. Please, just go about your day. You don't need to mind me, the clown says, the makeup stretching out slightly, distorting the small smile on his lips into something a bit strange. It's the wrong makeup for smiling, young Susian thinks. He should have been smiling last time. That makeup would have been better suited for it. When did he pay that much attention to the clown's makeup? It's just his professional curiosity, that's all. He's an artist, young Susian reminds himself, like he might have forgotten. He notices these kinds of things. Young Susian tries to say and only ends up hissing in frustration. The clown looks sadly at him with his sad clown makeup. You'll be okay, the clown says quietly. His fingers squeeze together harder, and for a moment young Susian can see his fist landing against the side of that jaw. He can imagine the impact against his knuckles as they hit that white painted face. But young Susian is anything but a fighter. That would be extremely stupid. Who knows what the clown would do if young Susian even tried doing that? He's not particularly reassured by the clown's words. A frustrated noise slips through his lips and he turns around on his heel, walking away from the clown. A few heartbeats later, he can hear the clown's footsteps following him. The grocery is too small for the clown to stay all that far away. Not when he insists on following young Susian inside. He could have just waited outside like a normal stalker, young Susian thinks. He looks down at his basket, and all the foodstuff he definitely didn't put in there. He can feel the clown somewhere just behind him. I don't know what to do with half of this stuff, he says, looking straight ahead. He's not exactly a great cook. As long as he doesn't give himself food poisoning, he'll usually call it a success. Only silence answers him. Young Susian considers putting the things back. He thinks about setting the basket down right there on the floor and walking out. But he doesn't feel like doing this again, and he really needs some of the things. He's nearly out of toothpaste. He clenches his teeth and marches over to the checkout. The cashier looks at him and then glances behind him. Young Susian smiles his most charming smile. Ignore the clown, he tells the cashier. Young Susian continues to do just that, all the way back into his home. Young Susian takes another drink and looks up at the people who've just sat down at the table with him. His friends. You're late, he tells them, and pours some more alcohol into his mouth. I think you're early, he gets in answer from one of them. Young Susian lifts his glass at them and then takes another drink. Ignore the clown, he tells them. The one who'd spoken scowls at him and young Susian laughs. He wishes he was drunk, actually, but this is still his first drink. Not you, he says, and pours the rest of the drink down his throat all in one go. The clown in the corner. Pretend he's not there. It'll be fine. He just likes to watch. Young Susian says, and starts laughing again. His friends give him dubious looks, and then look around the bar. There's no one there, one of them says. How much have you had to drink? Another asks. Young Susian doesn't bother to look. If the clown isn't there right this second, he'll be there soon enough. He always is. Watching. Staring at him whenever he tries to pick someone up. It creeps people out even when Yang Xuxian tells them to ignore the clown. Yang Xuxian hasn't gotten laid in weeks. And that's just taking things too far. He laughs. Not enough, he says, grinning sharply at his friends. Yang Xuxian stumbles slightly while walking up the stairs to his home. He's not that drunk, but drunk enough that his feet feel a bit unsteady. There's an arm around his waist suddenly, holding him steady. He stiffens for a moment. He doesn't need to guess whose arm that is. The clown's hand is pressing against his waist. Hot and... Yang Xuxian hasn't gotten laid in weeks. He doesn't turn to look at the clown. Do you want to come inside? He asks. Maybe he really is that drunk. Well, at least the clown should be easy. Clearly, he already likes Yang Xuxian. Easy works just fine tonight. The clown's fingers press a bit harder against his side. Yes, he says, quiet enough that Yang Xuxian nearly doesn't hear him. Well, this is it, Yang Xuxian says when they step inside. He spreads his arms and turns around, pulling away from the clown's arm still around his waist. Nice to see it from the inside for once, he says, and his grin feels just a bit too sharp. I've been here before, the clown says, his eyes squarely on Yang Xuxian. Something squirms uncomfortably inside Yang Xuxian. He should be worried. That's not a good thing to hear. But he's tired of caring, and instead he grins and reaches out to grab the front of the clown's shirt, pulling him closer and kissing him hungrily. The makeup feels strange against his lips, not like lipstick at all. The taste of it is slightly bitter and dusty, and he doesn't care. One of the clown's hands comes up to rest against the side of his neck, the other pressing against the small of his back as he holds Yang Xuxian close. He tries to drag the clown closer, their chests pressing together. The clown's tongue pushes inside Yang Xuxian's mouth, pressing soft against his own tongue. His mouth is hot and wet, and Yang Xuxian wants more. He groans into the clown's mouth, grinding his growing erection against the clown's thigh. Fire burns in his veins, and Yang Xuxian has no time for slow. Somehow, they tumble into his bed, still clutching at each other, kissing and biting and licking. Their clothes are discarded in frantic tugs, fabric ripping at some point, and Yang Xuxian doesn't care. And then Yang Xuxian is down on all fours, two of the clown's fingers pressed inside him, stretching his asshole, and it's not enough. Fuck me already, Yang Xuxian demands. The fingers are pulled out of him, and there's a moment of nothing while he waits for the clown to get ready. He lets his head fall down against his hands, his ass rising a bit higher like he might tempt the clown into moving a bit faster. There's the blunt head of a cock against his asshole, the familiar slick texture of a condom rubbing against him. Ready? The clown asks him. Yes. Yang Xuxian hisses impatiently and barely manages to finish the word before the clown pushes his cock inside him. He hisses in pain instead, the stretch burning as his ass tries to accommodate the sudden intrusion. The clown slows down, hesitates, his hands grip Yang Xuxian's hips trembling slightly. Keep going, Yang Xuxian tells him, pressing his ass back. The clown says nothing, his hands tighten on Yang Xuxian's hips. He thrusts deeper inside Yang Xuxian. Yang Xuxian keens loudly, the cock stretching him and filling him, and it hurts just right. Fuck, that's good. Young Susan groans as the clown's balls press against his ass, the clown's cock buried as deep inside him as he can go. The clown fucks him hard, just the way young Susan likes it, his fingers pressing bruises into young Susan's hips, his balls slapping loudly against young Susan's ass. His cock keeps hitting young Susan's prostate with every stroke, and young Susan mewls loudly, his fingers gripping at the sheets. At some point, young Susan falls down against the bed, not quite able to hold himself up anymore. His hard cock rubs against the mattress and he moans at the friction. He ruts against the mattress, mindlessly looking for more. The clown follows him down, his cock still inside young Susan, pressing deep inside him. His weight is heavy against young Susan's back, trapping him against the mattress. The clown's thrusts grow slower, almost gentle. Young Susan whines loudly, words failing him. The clown nibbles at the shell of his ear as he keeps thrusting into young Susan. Young Susan moans as his cock pushes in slow and deep. "You can come for me like this, darling, can't you?" the clown whispers into his ear. Young Susan whimpers again. The clown keeps fucking into him slowly. I'm not sure," young Susan somehow gasps out. He feels shaky, pleasure rolling through him in slow waves. The clown hums and nibbles at young Susan's ear before saying, "There's no hurry." Like he might be ready to keep fucking young Susan through the whole night. Just like this, if that's what it takes. Young Susan thinks he might want to cry or move or do anything, but the clown's weight still traps him, his cock slowly thrusting into young Susan's ass, sending waves of pleasure through him when he rubs against young Susan's prostate. The clown keeps fucking him until he's crying, begging for release, his orgasm still just out of reach. I can't, young Susan whimpers, lips press against the nape of his neck. Of course you can, the clown says breathlessly, and still keeps fucking young Susan. Young Susan reaches desperately for the orgasm that keeps eluding him, the pressure slowly building at the base of his spine. The clown's hands find young Susan's, covering them, his fingers slipping in between young Susan's fingers as he presses young Susan's hand against the mattress, pinning every part of young Susan in place. "Let go. I've got you," he whispers against young Susan's ear, his cock thrusting so deep inside young Susan. Finally, young Susan tumbles over the edge, his climax rushing up to meet him, pulling the clown after him as his ass clenches around his cock. "Asian," the clown groans, his forehead pressed against young Susan's back. Young Susan is a bit too out of it to think about how he never told the clown his name. The clown slumps down against his back, heavy and sweaty, and young Susan wants him to stay right there. Eventually, the clown's softened cock slips out of him, and he rolls off young Susan. He can feel the clown moving. The wet spot under young Susan is growing increasingly uncomfortable, and finally, with a lot of effort, he manages to turn around, rolling away from the cum staining the sheets. The clown's hand trails along young Susan's side down to his hip. His fingers linger against the new bruises. Young Susan opens his eyes with effort, looking up at him, sitting on the side of the bed now. The clown moves his hand, reaching out to touch young Susan's cheek. Young Susan could say a lot of things. Well, as soon as he manages to wrap his lips around actual words. What eventually ends up coming out of his mouth is a mumbled, "Your makeup's all smudged." The clown hums slightly, his hand rising up to touch his own face like he might feel the state of his makeup. "I guess I'll have to clean it away," he says, just like that. Young Susian stares at him and then lets it go. He's feeling too good to be thinking about things. "I'll be back in a moment," the clown says, standing up, leaving young Susian alone on the bed. Somehow, he slips into sleep before the clown returns. Young Susian wakes up to fingers running gently along his face. He moans quietly and then slowly cracks his eyes open, the finger still against his cheek. He stares at the breathtakingly good-looking, very much makeupless face looking at him. It takes a while before his brain catches up. "No wonder that dick felt familiar," he mumbles, his voice still heavy from sleep. He remembers that face. He remembers the ridiculously good-looking, slightly drunk man who was the last person young Susian managed to pick up before the clown started following him around, putting a severe crimp in his sex life. That seems to give the man, the clown, young Susian's very own personal clown, some pause. "You recognize people by their dicks?" he asks after a while. There's disbelief and just a bit of amusement on his pretty face. Young Susian grins. "And it's really good dick, yeah?" The clown huffs. Young Susian lifts a hand up to grasp the finger still lingering against his cheek. He moves them to his mouth, pressing a small kiss against the clown's hand. The clown gasps quietly and stares at young Susian, and somehow after last night that little gesture is still enough to put a look of wonder on the clown's face. "Are you going to keep following me?" young Susian asks. He can't even manage to dredge up any annoyance at the thought. Maybe later. The clown seems to think it over for a moment before finally saying a simple, "Yes." "Well," young Susian thinks, "at least it really is very, very good, Dick." He closes his eyes. "You should make breakfast, since I have no idea what to do with the stuff you made me buy," he says. Besides, young Susian is feeling far too well fucked to want to move yet. "All right," the clown agrees easily and starts to rise up. Young Susian tightens his grip on the clown's hand, holding him back. He opens his eyes and looks at the clown's questioning face. "After breakfast, I want to put your makeup on you," he says. He can almost feel the way the clown's face will feel under his fingers, the way a brush will feel in his hands as he paints the clown's face. Slowly, a smile spreads on the clown's face, happy and warm, as he looks at young Susian with soft eyes. Young Susian's heart flutters in a way he doesn't really want to think about, warmth flooding into it. "Of course," the clown says. Young Susian squeezes his hand and then lets go. He closes his eyes again and listens to the clown get up and presumably move toward the kitchen. He supposes he'll just have to get used to this. The end.